With so many religions, how do you know which one to choose? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Hafiz Ali, who was on our previous show, who was trying to decide between Islam and Christianity.
You know, I was raised in a Catholic family, and like I said in our previous show, I only went to church maybe once or twice a year, if that. But as I started to get older and I was getting more confused, meeting different people with different religions, I started to think, well, maybe it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and that makes sense.
Yeah,
and so I kind of felt like, well, always probably lead to God because, you know, I'm a good person, they're a good person. But I started to realize that I had no strong foundation. Yeah. I really didn't know what I believed. And it wasn't until the rubber met the road where I started to say, God, which way is the right way? Yeah. Is Jesus the way? Is it this way? Is it that way? And when I did that, that's when I found out for me that Jesus is the way.
Yeah, I guess I was the opposite. You know, I said, I don't want any religion. Mm-hmm. And so I was an atheist. But there was a time when I did kind of shop a little bit after I did have an encounter with Christ. I did shop a little bit and just kind of look at some other religions and beliefs. And I don't know how people can kind of pick here and there just a little bit. I know that's popular. And mm-hmm. a lot of people who are doing that, you know, they do that. But how can you do that? Because so many of them conflict with each other so much. And so if you have so many conflicting beliefs, it's going to make for a very unstable foundation.
Yeah.
But you know, what I love about Christianity and how I found in Christ, Jesus says something really profound. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What he's saying is, he's saying, I am the one to choose. I am the way and the only way. He didn't say I'm one of the ways. And so when you see someone make a claim like that, you got to give it a chance, give it a try. And I did. And man, I'd have to say I'm under the revelation that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other religion that stands like his.
You know, I think that for those who are listening and they're maybe unsure, skeptical that Jesus is the only way, I would encourage you to ask and say, God, is Jesus the way? And I believe he will show himself real. Let's hear from Hafiz after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Hafiz Ali, and he was a Muslim imam who really spent a lot of time just seeking God and wanting to know him. He never felt fulfilled. He became depressed and suicidal, and his mom met this person in the village where he lived who was an evangelist, a Christian evangelist, and she started coming over to their home and preaching about Jesus, and Hafiz was seeing miracles, people with leprosy getting healed, people with blind eyes being open. And so he started to have a problem between which way is the right way. And so he was asked by someone in his faith, in his Muslim faith, you need to decide which way you're going to go. So let's welcome back to the show, Hafiz. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen, for having me again.
Yes. Now, before we get to that point, I know that there's certain things that you do in your faith as a Muslim. There's five main things that are very important. Can you share with us what those are?
Well, one of the things they teach is that they have five pillars of Islam. One of it, the main one, is that you pray five times a day. You give charity. Then you pay a certain amount of your income to the Muslim faith. And then you have to make pilgrimage, which is a once in a lifetime, to Mecca, where the Holy Kaaba is.
Wow.
You know, that's one of the requirements of the Muslim faith. So that's basically what it is. You know, they believe in, you know, they can have more than one wife. They believe that.
Yeah.
They believe that they can do whatever they want to do, you know, and still live a clean life for God, you know. But the thing about Muslims and Christianity is two different things altogether.
Right. Wow.
You know, I was very arrogant towards Christianity.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have any part to do with it. The only time we really had a part in Christianity was when Christmas came.
Mm.
And that's the only time we celebrate a little bit of, you know, what we get, toys and new clothes and whatever we got.
Wow.
That was Christmas for us. But
wow.
A lot of people who are Christian would go to church and celebrate their Savior.
Mm.
That's one of the things that I really, really looked at. You know, religion is man-made. I can tell you that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, when I came to Jesus Christ, the encounter was such that words cannot describe it.
Yeah. Right. Now tell me what happened when someone encountered you. They told you you needed to make a decision. You came home and you got on your hands and knees and prayed because you were seriously after God. It wasn't for you about just a religion. You became very depressed, very upset, and even suicidal to where you were like, I don't even know what to do, which way is right. And
yes.
You said, I need to make a decision. I can't have one foot in Christianity, one foot as an imam.
In Islam.
Yeah, in Islam. So tell me what happened.
Well, that night I came home and I knelt at my bed and I began to call it. And I said, look, if there is a God, who can really show me the way? I said, if it's Jesus, you make yourself real to me. Show me the way. I need some kind of an answer. And I was kneeling down and praying. And I mean, I was really agonizing. I was crying and hoping that something will happen.
Mm.
You know, some change will come in. And as I did that, and I just lift my head just above my bed, there was Jesus standing. And all he said to me was, come,
wow.
Come. And that was the turning decision in my life, that today I can say that I'm not ashamed of proclaiming the word. I'm not ashamed of being a Christian. I'm not ashamed of anything with Christianity.
Mm.
I have lost a lot of my family members who up to this day won't speak to me. Even I had an uncle, he would always ridicule me and tell me what I have done. I have brought shame and disgrace to the family, and it will go on. Up to today, I have friends of mine, school friends, when I go back to the island, will not speak to me, will have nothing to do with me because of my Christian faith.
Wow.
But I thank God, the comfort and the peace and the satisfaction that I have in me now, nothing could buy it from me. Nothing could take it away from me, because I know what God did in my life and how he has blessed me and give me friends and give me brothers and sisters all over the world because of Jesus Christ. I mean, today I have one of my sisters who wouldn't speak to me. And whenever she speaks to me, she has to be very critical of me.
Mm.
Because why? Because I have become a Christian. You know, I have brought shame, I bring disgrace, and I have brought reproach to the family's name.
And so many people go through that when they turn to Jesus and they change their life. Even if they didn't have a belief and they turn to Jesus, families push out those who become Christians and they feel judged or whatever it might be. And I know there are people listening that may feel that way as well. And so we're going to pray for them after the show. But I wanted to ask you about your encounter with Jesus, the visitation. When you were there and by your bed and you saw him and he said, come, tell me what it felt like, what he looked like, and how did you know it was him?
Well, the person I can describe is, he had long hair, he had blue eyes, and he had in a white coat, like a white gown, a priestly robe. And all I saw was his hand stretched out and said, come, come. And I can remember that so clearly and so vividly that I cannot forget it, because it's almost, 50 years now I had an encounter, and I will never forget it because I know that day my life was transformed when I met Jesus.
Wow.
He has done a lot. He has done a lot. You know, some of my siblings, you know, they didn't want to hear about Jesus. The more I share for them, it's more they were upset with me.
Right.
And then one day I talked to God and I said, you know, Lord, you promised me that you will save me and you will save my household.
Mm.
And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, son, your job is to warn them. My job is to save them.
Wow.
And today, one of my biggest critics, that's my younger brother, he's a pastor in Canada, has his ministry and is traveling all over the world preaching the same gospel that he rejected.
Wow.
One of my eldest sister, she said, boy, give me a break. That is for old people. That's not for you. You're a young man. Go and live your life. God brought her down to a bed of affliction.
Mm.
And then God raised her up both she and her family today, her husband, are ministers of the gospel working in the state office of Trinidad and Tobago because of God. And there's a lot more who have given their hearts and life to Jesus because of my testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
And I praise God for it.
Yes.
I praise God for it.
Yes.
Some people think, you know, you have to cling on to a religion. But religion is man-made. Mm. Salvation is what God made for you and I through his son, Jesus Christ, who give us hope, who give us victory, who blesses us each day and watches over us.
Amen. Amen. And Amen. I think that goes for those who are listening. The advice would be to ask Jesus, if you are the way, show me. Mm. And I believe he will, because the Bible says, seek and you will find, ask and you will receive, knock and the door will be open. And that is exactly what Hafiz did as a Muslim imam. And then Jesus appeared to him. Oh. And I believe he can do it for you. Wow. Praise the Lord for what he's doing. And we're going to pray for those who may need this hope that you have. Actually, we all do. But we're going to pray for those who are confused and need to know if Jesus is the way. Thank you so much for being with us, Hafiz.
God bless you.
You know, I really love how it wasn't just a vision and a moment where Hafiz came to know Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear it, it's 50 years ago. 50 years ago. So it's a relationship. It wasn't just like a one-time thing. Because a lot of people, they would see on the outside, they'd say, well, you know, just because of this one-time thing, it would change your life. How can that be?
Right.
Because not many things would be like that. But when you meet Jesus, I tell you, he will change your life. He did it in the Bible. He's doing it today. He is here in the business of changing people's lives. So Father, right now, we just want to pray the same prayer that Hafiz prayed. With the Lord God, Jesus, if you're real, would you reveal yourself to us, mm-hmm. to all those who are listening, even right now?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, we love you. Mm-hmm. And for those who are maybe listening saying, I've never received this Jesus, just do it with me, my friend. Just say, Jesus, I receive you. I believe in you. And I want a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.